I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. There has been an inspiration to share the message, let go of old ideas. And it has resulted in a lot of consideration about the best way to share that message. And what comes to heart now is to invite you to join me in a guided meditation and spontaneous exercise. So if you're able to have a piece of paper and a pen handy, that'll come later. And also, if you're able to close your eyes to meditate, we'll meditate together. But if not, please feel free to come back to this exercise when you have a moment. So we'll begin with a meditation. If you just close your eyes, breathe in deeply through the nose and exhale through the mouth. We'll repeat that process 3 times. So when you breathe in, hold for 3 seconds and then breathe out. So breathe in, hold, exhale. Breathe in, hold, exhale. As you breathe in, imagine that you're breathing in peace. And as you breathe out, exhale stress and even thought. So going to breathe in peace, hold, and then exhale. And hopefully now you feel that there is some space, some extra space that's gained just by focusing the attention on the breath. And in this moment, I invite you to open your eyes and call to mind a situation that has been causing you stress. Anything that's been causing you stress, one idea, and just either write it down or simply put it down for a second. It's been getting so much of your attention that we're just going to remove it from that stream of continuous focus. Hopefully by releasing it just in this moment, you feel a measure of space, of openness. And so with that pen and paper, what I invite you to do now is to reconsider that situation that has been causing you incredible stress. I would like you to imagine now 3 ways that you might change your perception of that idea. 3 different ways that you could see that idea. You could see that idea, for example, as an opportunity. You could see that idea as an invitation to make a change, to do things differently. Or as an opportunity to take some new action. It's been marinating in your mind, but now, in this moment, this pause of clarity, we're just going to kind of reimagine what that idea could represent for us. Because sometimes we get caught up in the energy of the idea and not necessarily see it as an impetus for us to do something differently. And so in the next part of the exercise, and this is purely spontaneous, I invite you to write down three different actions that you could take, three different things that you could do to address that situation differently. Could you do something by yourself? Could you call together something within your community or the broader community? Could you provide some kind of exercise or tool or guidance to help in some way or to change the way that you're managing whatever that thing is? Just let your creativity flow and just spontaneously, three different things that you could do differently than what you have been doing. So this is really an invitation to reimagine that situation. And then finally, in this exercise, I'd like you to just pick one thing. So you've come up with some different ways to look at that situation. You've come up with some different ideas for action. I want you to just pick one. Pick the easiest. What's the easiest thing you could do differently? And I invite you to write that down. And so hopefully now you have this short list, it could be just a few words, that gives you a different way to consider that thing you've been holding on to. And I applaud you for that, congratulate you for allowing yourself to look at that situation differently. And now I invite you to sit for just a moment with me as we continue breathing and allowing additional space for ourselves to marinate on that action. So we're just going to breathe again three times together, in through the nose, out through the mouth. I'm going to breathe in that idea for action that you have. We're going to exhale, feeling that that is possible for us, that action is possible for you. It's going to breathe in again, feeling strengthened. And we're going to exhale with courage. We just feel ourselves working up to this moment of action. And now when we're exhaling with confidence and peace. That's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And as I consider this idea, this message to let go of old ideas, to me, the focus of letting go, sometimes it feels like a loss. We think, if I let this go, there will be nothing there. But what if we looked at it as, if we let this idea go, or this habit, or this perception go, all of a sudden, we see that we have space to create something new. We have space to initiate new actions. We have space for creativity and innovation. And so when we reimagine a situation in our life or in the world or in our, you know, planet, a lot of times it first requires us to drop our ideas, our perceptions, our assumptions, in order to have the space for creativity and innovation. And the way I typically challenge myself is I think of some idea that I'm holding on to that may be causing me stress. And I ask, is this idea, is this habit, is this perception more important than my peace? And when I realize that my peace is more important, I can take the more difficult or challenging step of letting go of that habit, maybe changing it. Instead of watching the news, I may go out in nature. I change that habit because I want to prioritize my peace always. And so if you have some recurring thought or idea that keeps causing you stress, the question that you can ask yourself is this more important than love, than peace, than freedom, than health? And if it's not, how can you shift that perception, that idea, to then reimagine it in a way that allows you to create more peace or to return to peace? Knowing that peace is actually that emptiness itself. That is freedom. Because when you have that blank slate, you can create a completely new experience. And in the time of this podcast episode, there's a lot of collective attention and consciousness on the conflict with Israel and Palestine. And this podcast is not about current events, but when there's this feeling of collective consciousness, when there's an opportunity to support our collective freedom, and of course I support freedom and peace for all people, I think of this exercise as something that we can do as an earthly community together to reimagine a situation where we don't see winners and losers, we see peace and oneness and freedom for all people. And we can use our creativity and imagination to bring that about. But it starts with letting go of ideas and perceptions and habits, the way that things have always been done. When we put that aside, then there is space to creatively reimagine various situations in our own lives and in our collective community. And so I hope that this exercise inspires you to not only consider aspects in your own life that maybe will be beneficial to look at from another perspective, but more broadly, all of the areas that are causing us collective stress. How might we let go of ideas and perceptions and prioritize peace, unity, freedom, love for all, and reimagine what that could look like, what that could be, how we might accomplish those lofty goals? Because in the end, if we see things as they truly are, we recognize our connectedness. We see ourselves in others. We recognize the oneness of all. And from that recognition, we freely extend love in all directions to uplift our collective community and to move in and as love. This is our great opportunity. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. I thank you so much for being here. Namaste and love to all.